Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
It's important for the summer.
I'm going to do this, and then when I wrap it up, you need to publicly apologize.
I'm not going to apologize. No. I've got my stance when it comes to this.
Nope.
Yes, when it comes to tipping, you know what? I got my own ideas
people
on this.
Are
and I'm
pissed.
Sorry. You know what? I didn't choose you being in the industry.
Well, guess what, people? I make up for it because I'm the best tipper on the planet.
Okay, then we're even.
Over the top.
Bragger?
I'm like tipping. I'm not bragging. I'm saying I appreciate. I appreciate what they do for me.
I appreciate, too.
Yeah, 10%.
If it's bad service, I'm sorry. You don't get any tips. If it's good service, 15%.
Oh,
that's
my
good.
God.
That's
so
good.
Cheap.
You're 15%
so,
is not
yes,
cheap.
It's so cheap. The standard is 20%.
What do I look like, a walking ATM over here?
Well,
no.
20% is the standard. Anyway, let me do this, and then we'll fight.
Oh,
Sean, will you get my big, fat, red plastic bat? I'm ready to beat him down.
Hang on a second. You're going to Swallows for support here, and God knows you don't tip
20%. Yeah, he does.
My wife does.
I believe she does.
Yeah, my wife does. I am not...
Automatic 20% no matter where you go.
My wife does.
I don't buy that.
And I don't like it.
Just call me Captain Tipper.
You are a great tipper.
I am an amazing tipper.
Yeah. Anytime I've ever gone out with you, it's like, whoa. That's what you're going to leave for a tip?
Whoa.
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 Yeah. I always go, whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Times are tight for me.
Well,
I can't be tipping 20%.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah, you make so much money. It's crazy.
I can't be doing that.
Just give your money away.
Yeah. Really.
Really.
True. All right, here we go. John Cena, you guys. He wants babies.
Good for him.
This seems so crazy to me, the whole thing. I'll have to tell you. Because if you've ever watched the Bellas and the whole thing, and he was adamant to Nikki, or Nicole, as he calls her, Nicole. He said, I don't want children. I mean, forever. I've watched that show for like 3 years. He's just adamant. Like, I don't want kids. Well, then when she broke up with him and she said, listen, I have to be honest with myself. I want children. Now he wants kids.
Good for him.
What in the hell?
He's come around. Because, I mean, he was on a road to nowhere, basically, because here he had a woman that wanted children. Can't deny her that. You only live life once. She wanted kids, right? He can't get her back unless he changes his mind. That's the bottom line. Because she's not going to change her mind.
No, but it just doesn't make sense. Like, how do you all of a sudden want children? If you are that personality that you don't want kids, you can't all of a sudden be like, yep, now I want them. Just to get the girl back. I feel like that's very dangerous.
He's faking it.
That's what I mean.
He is faking it. There's no doubt about that. Now, will he be able to adapt to it and love it? Maybe so. But I don't buy the fact that he all of a sudden wants it. He's willing to give it a shot.
Yeah, so, anyway, here's what he had to say.
Of course, I would love to be a dad. And by the way, that's an about face for me, and I realize very much that I have been steadfast in saying that I don't want children. But I'm a little bit older now, a little bit wiser. At age 18, we say things different. At age 25, at 35, I would love it, only because I dedicated my life to my work, and now I'm realizing that there is life. And life exists, and it is beautiful. And I think part of that is being a parent. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
John, it was just 6 months ago during the TV show that you didn't want kids. It's not like you were 17 when you said that.
Yeah.
It was 6 months ago.
It was last week.
It was
week.
The breakup. It was less than 6 months ago. It was like 2 months ago you said it.
Yeah, if you don't want children, this is... I don't know. I mean, he does great work with children. He does, and that's why I was always shocked that he didn't want children, because he does such great work with, I believe it's Make-A-Wish. I mean, phenomenal work with kids. And he's so great with them. He seems so comfortable with children. So I just felt like he didn't want to have children of his own because it would cramp his cool guy lifestyle. Because now, all of a sudden, you know, he is so OCD in the show. You can't even believe how OCD he is in the show. And his mansion that he has in Florida is meticulous. I mean, meticulous. And he has to have everything perfect. And I think he knows in his brain that if he has a child, he is not going to be okay with it with OCD.
Yeah.
Because you can't have OCD and have a kid.
No.
I mean, I know some of you do, but what I'm saying is,
before you know it, he's got gates up in his mansion.
Yeah. He can't
He's
have
having
that.
To plug all the wall sockets. You don't kid-proof the place.
Yeah, toilet.
He's got toys everywhere. Yeah. It's just, you got a port-a-john, you know, basically in your bathroom in the corner where your kid sits.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, it's not going to be pretty.
And all the corners of all your tables have those, you know, things so if they won't hit the corner.
Right.
I mean, you're house. I had a really nice house in LA, and I looked around. I was like, what in the hell? This has become a trailer.
Kids take over. They just take over the domain.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's ready for that at the mansion.
That's what I'm saying. And he always has fresh flowers. And then when they have dinner, he makes everybody dress up.
Yeah.
To sit down for formal dinner in the dining room. Only person I know that uses a formal dining room on a regular basis.
And every room smells like a poopy diaper.
Yeah, and he's going to have the diaper genie in one of the rooms. Yeah. And if you've ever had a diaper genie, it's basically a sausage of poop. It twists, and then there's a poop bag. And it twists, and then there's a poop bag. I don't know if they've made any changes, but the diaper genie is a nightmare.
John, if you're listening, good luck with that.
Yeah. And a high chair and all that. You know, I don't see it. He also talked about if he would support children if they were into wrestling.
My God, I don't know what I would do with my life if my parents hadn't supported my career. So would I allow my child to chase their dream, essentially, is what you're asking me? I think that's what life's all about.
It's fake.
Yeah.
It's not like you're out there bare knuckle like what they held over the weekend in Wyoming.
No,
it's not like that.
No,
it's fake.
I know, but you know what you would get from watching that Total Divas, I think it's called. That is a hard routine. They do a full routine and they practice it in the show, so they show you it's fake.
Yeah.
But man,
I did a couple of classes.
You did fake wrestling?
I did fake wrestling. The school, they have a school in Florida, in Tampa. And Pat Tanaka was his name. He was the instructor. Randy Macho Man Savage. Many of these guys went there, right? And at the same time that I went there, in fact, they were there. And so we would go in there, and I did two sessions with them, with Randy Savage hitting me. And, of course, it's the old fake hit, you know,
right.
And you flop back on your back. Now, granted, there's some athleticism that's involved.
Some.
Here,
they're incredible athletes.
But it's not what it looks like it is. You don't get bashed and cut open on a nightly basis like they show.
You should watch the show. You would enjoy it since you were in that world.
Yeah I love that world.
Are you standing up? Why are you standing up?
Yeah, because I'm getting ready to like bounce off the ropes in here.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I want to do a big, what's it called? The Boston Crab.
Okay, all right. Somebody said, can you stop doing tabloid trash and let's just go back to hating BJ? Man, they're mad at you.
Jeez.
They're so mad at you.
All right, I'll get to you guys. You just sit tight. I'm coming on board. I'm about to rock your world.
Sarah Gilbert from Roseanne says that she stands by the decision that they canceled Roseanne. Here's her audio.
Oh, yeah. Sarah. Mm-hmm.
This has been a very difficult week. A lot of people have been hurt by this. I will say I'm proud of the show we made. The show has always been about diversity, love, and inclusion. And it's sad to see it end in this way. I'm sad for the people who lost their jobs in the process.
Yeah.
However,
Amen.
I do stand behind the decision that ABC made.
Yeah!
Sounds like she's at a church.
I know. Amen!
She's doing a sermon.
It's crazy. Now, here's the bad part. I think Roseanne should lay low. Nope. She's not going to lay low. Here's what she's planning. Oh, my God. This is bad. So she has all the emails from the ABC executives that said, hey, listen, we'll fix this. We'll figure it out. Because at first they were going to save the show. right?
Right.
They were going to save it. And so she's going to release all these emails where they're talking about how they're going to spin it and fix it. No, don't do it, Roseanne.
And there's another update to that this morning.
What?
ABC executives, according to some inside sources, are saying they are working on a Roseanne comeback already.
They won't do it if she releases these emails.
Well, they'll I think that's so part of her, you know, her tactic here is like she's going to release these if you guys don't play hardball with or you don't play with me here and figure this out. I think she's going to come back. I've said that from the very beginning. People will forgive. They'll forget because she's apologized or whatever. And I think she'll make a comeback.
It's the first Star Wars movie ever to lose a butt ton of money.
I told you it wasn't doing well.
Yeah, it's bad, BJ.
Yeah, they're
going to
lose a lot. Disney's not used to this.
No, they don't even know. Either is Ron Howard. So I guess Solo will lose more than $50 million. They're even guessing it could lose $80 million or higher.
They're saying also that Solo, the Star Wars movie, may be the beginning of the end for Star Wars.
No.
That it's all of a sudden Star Wars fatigue. I have to admit, you know, Star Wars there for a while would come out like, what, once every 5 years or so? Disney's rolling these things out like cookies.
They say that Disney and Lucasfilm appeared to be unstoppable until now. For example, The Force Awakens, it earned $2.6 billion. 2.6. The number three title of all time. Also, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, flew to $1.5 billion. All these are billions. The Last Jedi, $1.3 billion. This one is only going to make, hold on, stand by. They only think it'll make $400 million globally, and it costs $250 to make.
Yeah, and the mark for Disney right now, as you just said, $1 billion. If you don't hit $1 billion, it's a failure.
And they're going to not only not hit it, but they're going to lose money.
Yeah.
Legally Blonde 3 is in the works. Yay! My God, remember, you don't wash your hair after you get a perm?
Exactly.
Did you watch it?
I've seen parts of it. I don't know if I've ever sat through the entire thing.
Oh, I just gave you that ending.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. I'll be okay.
Do we have any clips from that?
I'm going to tell all of you why I'm going to make an amazing lawyer. I feel comfortable using legal jargon in everyday life. I object.
So plans are in motion for a Legally Blonde 3 movie. Reese Witherspoon is coming back for the third installment.
If I'm going to be a senator, well, I need to marry a Jackie, not a Marilyn.
So you're breaking up with me because I'm too blonde?
No, that's not entirely true.
Then what? My boobs are too big?
I know it's just dumb fun, but it's just a dumb fun movie. It's like one of those, you know what I mean?
It'll do well.
It's just dumb fun.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're going to take a little break because I cannot even get over all the texts that hate your guts right now.
It's amazing. They're not letting up.
BJ Harris has made a statement that he only tips 10 to 15%, and people are livid that he is such a cheap son of a bitch. Okay?
Wait a minute. I said somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 15%, but if it's really good, I'll go the 20%.
Now he changes his mind.
But it's got to be
really
good.
Now he says that.
I did it over the weekend. A seasoned pro waited on me
at
the Village Inn.
You're just, like, you're taking away all of these people. Like,
well, it's rare, though. It might only happen once a year.
Sean Swallow, stick with what you said.
Look, 15%
is... You're doing a Sean Swallow where you take back what you said because people get mad at you.
Yeah, don't do that.
15%. Yeah, I don't even know if that's the norm. I'd say closer to 12.
Dude.
Did I help it any?
No.
No, I want to talk about this now. We don't even have to take a break. I got to defend myself.
You know what your wrestling name is? Phantom Cheapskate.
Do I get to wear a mask?
They even named you. All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Look, Linda, listen to me. Look, I am not a big fan of the whole tipping system. I'm not. I think that restaurants should be paying the minimum wage or above.
They don't.
I'm just saying, as long as we continue to support
from
tipping, then they never will, Jamie.
Well, you're not going to change it. They don't do that.
They don't tip overseas. When you go to Europe, you don't tip.
Some places you do. You're not supposed to.
A lot of places in Mexico, you don't even tip.
We're not in Mexico or Europe.
Saying.
We're in the United States of damn America.
Look, there are plenty of people that agree
don't
with me that
start,
whole
don't,
system
don't,
is just screwed up.
But we all agree it's screwed up, but that's not the point. The point is, what if your son was a server and some bastard like you came in like, I only do 12%. Your poor little boy.
That's what he chose to do.
Your poor little
he
boy.
He realized what the risk is.
12%.
Sorry, but that's just the
you
way
need to
it
step it up. 20% is the average.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, it is.
Step it up.
20%. It won't kill
20%
you.
20% is not the average.
I believe it is.
It is not the average. You guys are completely out of whack here.
I feel like 20%
15% is kind of the going rate.
20% is totally the standard.
It's not.
Yes,
the standard.
It is.
It is.
I'll
not.
Bet you $1 million. 20%. 20%.
I'll bet you $1 million. It's not. It's
I bet
15%.
You don't have $1 million.
I'll bet you're right.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.